Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. Our speaker is the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, Vicar of St. James. Our reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 12 to 20. The talk is entitled, Bodily Resurrection as Non-Negotiable for the Gospel. You can watch the whole service, including our three baptism candidates, on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
Good morning. This morning's reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 12 to 20 and is entitled The Resurrection of the Dead. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But if he did not raise him, in fact, the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. This is the word of the Lord.
So I'm going to try to be brief. No slides, maybe. It should be about 10 minutes, but I thought I wanted to look at that passage and that phrase that Paul says, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. This morning, I hope you've been encouraged. Maybe for you, faith is a big question mark. I hope that the stories you've heard maybe has stirred in you something about God and about the reality of his life in other people's life. Baptism is that picture of death and new life, of what was before someone came to Christ, whether it was through a crisis or whether it was a process, and what's after. And of course, it's not the whole finished product when we come to faith. It's a journey of changes. And we heard moving stories of faith. But what Paul here says is that it all stands on the resurrection of Jesus. That's at the heart of our Christian faith. And he says something quite shocking. He says, if Christ have not been risen from the dead, what we did this morning is meaningless, has completely no meaning. Not that it's less meaningful, not that it's still hopeful, kind of helpful in some ways. It's completely meaningless. The testimony is just emotional stories with no foundation. The faith, empty. That's what he says. Our preaching is useless. Our faith is futile. We're still under God's judgment, still in our sins. And those who have died are lost. And we as a people are to be most pitied. Let's let that sink a little bit. If the resurrection is not true, we are still guilty before God, still under the sentence of death, still without any hope, no forgiveness, no new life, no future beyond the grave. You see, Christianity doesn't limp along without the resurrection. It completely collapses. It stands or falls on that claim, the claim we are exploring in this Eastertide season, that after Jesus' death on the third day, Christ rose again and was witnessed by his friends, by others, the woman, and by 500 at a time, and all could testify that they had seen Jesus alive. Not a dream, not a hallucination, not a hope, a real presence, tangible. So if that is true, then everything changes. Because the resurrection means that death, which is the enemy of humanity, death has truly been defeated. It means that the curse of our human rebellion has been broken. It means that forgiveness is not just wishful thinking, it's real. It means that new life is not a metaphor, it's a reality available. And that's something we've witnessed through those testimonies. Now, faith might not be on your radar, and maybe you might say, well, resurrection, really? No one comes back from the dead. That sounds insane. Well, if that's you, you're not the first. At the moment that Paul was speaking about the resurrection, he was arrested and on trial, and he was before two powerful men, Festus, a Roman governor, and Agrippa, a king that was familiar with all the Jewish beliefs. And the message that Paul always preached was the resurrection. That was the heart of the message, not just Paul, but all the Christians. And so he was telling about Jesus, death and resurrection. And there Festus stopped him and says, Paul, you're just out of your mind. Your learning has made you insane. In other words, dead people really don't come back to life. And that's what many people might say today, that Christians are just a little bit irrational. No, that's very interesting, Paul says. He says, I'm not insane. We Christians are not insane. He says, what I'm saying is true and reasonable. True and reasonable. Christian faith is not blind faith. It's not belief in spite of evidence. There are good reasons why Christians have come to believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There are good reasons that you can check for yourself. Facts, historical facts. First, the tomb was empty. That's a historical fact. The body has never been found. It has to be explained. And there are some explanations, oh, the body was stolen, or they went to the wrong tomb. That's maybe one, but if you put all the rest, it makes less sense that this might have happened than that Jesus was fully alive. Why? Well, if it was the wrong tomb, most probably they could have found it at the end and says, well, you know, silly people, you know, you were just grieving too much. There is the tomb, there is the body. Didn't happen. Was stolen, someone said. Well, if it was stolen, the disciples would have known that they hadn't seen Jesus alive. And yet, they all say multiple, independent, consistent testimonies that they saw Jesus alive, not just as a ghost, but as a person that could hold objects made of breakfast, that could be touched, that could have conversation with the disciples to Emmaus, even to the point they didn't recognize it was Jesus. They thought it was just a person. He broke the bread. And then the transformation from fearful disciples into bold witness. If something major hadn't happened to them, it would not have transformed them. And the sudden explosion of the church, which was based on that message, Christ was risen from the dead. Death had been conquered. Sin had been forgiven. Even Paul, the most skeptic of his times, came to acknowledge and experience the risen Christ. And so Paul says it didn't happen in a corner. It was public knowledge, and you can investigate it. So reason matters, and you can explore that. But it's also true that reason only will take you so far. At some point, you must make a response of faith, of trusting into, must take that step. That was my experience, that's the experience of those who've shared their testimony. I had heard the arguments, I had weighed the evidence, but it wasn't until I took a step of faith that things truly came into focus. And as a church, that's our desire. If you haven't found Christ yet, not to pressure you, not to manipulate you, but to make the message clear and understandable and grounded in truth. Hearing the testimonies today, seeing changed life, that might stir something in you. Don't ignore it. Do explore, ask questions, look at the evidence, read the account of Jesus' life, take it seriously. Because it's not a small claim, it changes everything. And here is the conclusion that Paul has in this passage. Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. Not maybe, not symbolically, he has indeed been raised. And so faith is not meaningless, it's grounded. Sin has truly been defeated. Forgiveness is real. Death is not final, it's been conquered. And hope is not a wishful thinking, it's something firm and secure. The resurrection of Jesus is not a sight belief. It's the heating heart of our Christian faith. And we are called, just like those baptized today, not only to believe it, but to live it and to share it as a witness. To say it with our lives and with our words. There is good reason to believe that it is true. So the question today is not, is it meaningful? But the question, is it true? And because it is true, it changes everything. So for those maybe of this still sound a little bit strange, but wants to take it a little bit further, where to start? Well, in the church, we always give for free the account of Jesus' life, which is Mark's account. You can take one for free on your way out. And then you can also download apps on your phones to read the Bible for yourself, or to see a series called The Chosen, or to show an interest, to look at those questions at the life of Jesus through Alpha. You've heard Helen, how transformative Alpha has been. You heard it through Estelle. She did it twice. She found it was so good. It's 6 evening to ask your questions in a safe place and to explore. Again, you can find the QR code there. What we did is we left it open so that once we have enough candidates, we can then give you a date, and if you're available, you can join us. And there is free pudding, very important. And for us as Christians, let us continue like Estelle, like Grace, like Helen, just to tell the story. It's not complicated, and it's not having all the questions, it's just being real. And Helen has been particularly real. Real with the questions, real with the struggles, real with grief, with the reality, but also real how church has been a place for her to be loved and to be strengthened, and how her faith has made all the difference. So let's take a moment of silence as we recommit ourselves to be living witnesses of the resurrected Christ. Jesus Christ, you are risen, and in this time we always respond, Alleluia, he is risen indeed. Lord, may this be not just words that we say, but the reality we live day by day through our lives, our actions, and our words. Rekindle in us a desire to share that amazing news with others. May we be known for a church that loves others, that they are willing to take the risk to share the story in a way that it's understandable and sensitive. Thank you, Jesus, that you are always with us to the end of the time. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.